I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Working as an FBI special agent was my dream job. My whistleblowing was apolitical and in the spirit of upholding my oath. Nonetheless, the FBI cynically elected to close ranks and attack the messenger. The FBI is incentivized to work against the American people and in dire need of drastic reform, particularly in these areas. The integrated program management system incentivizes the use of inappropriate investigatory processes and tools to achieve arbitrary statistical accomplishments. Mission creep within the National Security Branch has refocused counterterrorism from legitimate foreign actors to political opponents within our borders. The FBI weaponizes process crimes and reinterprets laws to initiate pretextual prosecutions and persecute its political enemies.
That is exactly what the FBI has been doing, and those are the words of one of the FBI whistleblowers testifying before Congress, even as I speak. Thank you for joining us. This is May 18, 2023. We are live streaming during the noon hour on rumble.com. You can go to rumble.com, enter in Larry Connors USA, or you could enter News Talk STL. We're on both platforms. And you can join us right in studio. If you can't do it now, you can pull up the Rumble later. I will remind you that all of them are available for you. And you can subscribe for free. We do not share your information. That first FBI agent you were hearing, you're going to hear from some others as well, was one of four different witnesses being called today by Jim Jordan, Ohio congressman, who is chair of the Judiciary Committee. And you were listening then to Steve Friend, a whistleblower, former FBI special agent. He is one, as I said, of four. Another is Garrett O'Boyle, again, a whistleblower from the FBI who was a special agent. Then you have Marcus Allen, who is a whistleblower. He's with the FBI staff operations specialist. Has highly sensitive information at his fingertips, or he did. And then Tristan Levitt, president of Empower Oversight, former member of the U.S. Merit Systems Protection Board. All of them pointing out as to how the FBI is out of control right now and has been for some time. Make no mistake about it. This is not just the Durham report being released that says all this. We have suspected this. These folks were lined up before the Durham report was released. They were all wanting basically anonymity because while they had important things to say, they preferred to kind of protect themselves and their families because there are going to be those going after them. They already have. So let's hear from one of the others. This would be Garrett O'Boyle, who's a whistleblower, again, a FBI special agent, and some of the specifics that he was witnessing.
The safeguards currently in place at the FBI are clearly inadequate and must be reworked to protect whistleblowers and others who are inappropriately targeted. The FBI can extract whatever they want from me. I'm willing to bear that burden. I've sworn to defend this country from enemies, both foreign and domestic, even if that means sacrificing my life. I've lived that oath out since first enlisting in the Army, consistently saying, "Here am I, send me." My oath, however, did not include sacrificing the hopes, dreams, and livelihood of my family. My strong, beautiful, and courageous wife, and our four sweet and beautiful daughters who have endured this process along with me. In weaponized fashion, the FBI allowed me to accept orders to a new position halfway across the country. They allowed us to sell my family's home. They ordered me to report to the new unit when our youngest daughter was 2 weeks old. Then, on my first day on the new assignment, they suspended me, rendering my family homeless. They refused to release our goods, including our clothes, for weeks. All I wanted to do was serve my country by stopping bad guys and protecting the innocent. To my chagrin, bad guys have begun running parts of the government, making it difficult to continue to serve this nation and protect the innocent. But I, for one, will never stop trying, and I'll never forget my oath.
The oath to serve the Constitution. not just the FBI. And when you listen to him detail some of the retaliatory actions against him, once they knew he was filing a whistleblower complaint, they gave him permission to make a change and go to another location. And yet, in the back of their mind, they were already plotting how they were going to snare him and his family and make them pay because he dared speak out. So he's given clearance. He's allowed to go there. They're allowed to sell their home. But then all of their possessions that were in the home, including their clothing, were being held by the FBI. Just can't seem to get it there in transit in time. Who knows what excuse they were trying to come up with. But bottom line is, he and his family get there. They can't get a home. They have no clothing. They have no provisions. They have no furniture. Just tough to be a whistleblower, isn't it? Just maybe you should have thought twice about that before you spoke out. That's really what this is all about, isn't it? Looking for a way to make any whistleblower pay. They're supposed to be protected. Now, by protected, of course, you normally think, one, you can't cut their pay. You can't demote them. Oh, but there's so many other things you could throw at them, such as this one. Hey, we're going to give you the assignment you wanted. Isn't that great? You're on your way. We'll take care of getting all the stuff to you. You can sell your house here. And then they suddenly decide, no furniture, no clothing to be delivered. Now, it will eventually be proven that that was a form of retaliation. It wasn't a demotion in position. It wasn't a cut in money. It wasn't placing him behind bars because he dared speak out against the FBI. But it was to make his family suffer. To make them suffer, suffer, suffer. And he was trying to hold his family together. Again, that was former FBI agent Garrett Boyle, who's with the FBI. I want you to hear from another. This is Marcus Allen. Again, an FBI whistleblower at this point. He was a staff operations specialist. That means he had a lot of material that he could have access to that other agents couldn't. That's how high his clearance was. But then what he was seeing going on, it was wrong. It was wrong against the Constitution. It was wrong against what the FBI was supposed to be doing. Marcus Allen was praised as one of the top FBI agents just a year or two ago. And before being with the FBI, he was in the Marines. Again, highly decorated inside the Marines. But because he opened his lips and spoke against the FBI bureaucracy and the leadership that has taken what's supposed to be our premier law enforcement investigation authority, they're going to make him pay as well. So Marcus Allen with his story.
So why am I here today? Despite my history of unblemished service to the United States, the FBI suspended my security clearance, accusing me of actually being disloyal to my country. This outrageous and insulting accusation is based on unsubstantiated accusations that I hold conspiratorial views regarding the events of January 6, 2021, and that I allegedly sympathize with criminal conduct. I do not. I was not in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, played no part in the events of January 6th, and I condemn all criminal activity that occurred. Instead, it appears that I was retaliated against because I forwarded information to my superiors and others that questioned the official narrative of the events of January 6th. As a result, I was accused of promoting conspiratorial views and unreliable information. Because I did this, the FBI questioned my allegiance to the United States.
Simply because he said the narrative you're pushing on the American people is a lie. Or at least you're not giving them complete information. And suddenly, you're a threat to the U.S. security. We're going to pull all of your security authority. Because he dared speak out against how the January 6th event was being politicized as well. Now, you also heard how they took action against former FBI agent O'Boyle in the sense of holding his furniture and clothing for his family. You've heard Marcus Allen say they started pulling my security clearances and claiming I was a threat to the country I served. And another one testifying added that as well, but I want you to hear again from Marcus Allen, because when they were doing this, they made a point to kind of also say in a mild way, but the message got through clearly to him, don't cross us.
I have filed a federal civil rights lawsuit, which is pending, seeking to recover my livelihood and restore my good name. Recently, my counsel filed a whistleblower complaint with the Justice Department's Office of Inspector General. The complaint set forth retaliation through misuse of the security clearance process, as well as reprisal against me for making a protected disclosure. Interestingly enough, in the wake of filing the complaint, I received correspondence from the FBI indicating that my clearance had now been formally revoked. This occurred after filing my complaint with the IG. The new and baseless claims made in the letter had never been brought up prior to the issuance of the security clearance revocation letter. I have never had the opportunity to defend myself. I only had one interview with the FBI, which occurred a year ago after apparent prompting from Congress. In that interview, the investigators, towards the end of the interview, uttered in response to my exasperation, "Don't sue us."
When the FBI says, "Don't sue us," would you not consider that a threat? Hell yes. You're going to hear more of this testimony coming up. Lock and load. Ready on the right. I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington, a crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. Now, I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
This has been a trying circumstance for me and my family. It has been more than a year since the FBI took my paycheck from me, and we're getting financially crushed. My family and I have been surviving on early withdrawals from our retirement accounts while the FBI has ignored my request for approval to obtain outside employment during the review of my security clearance. We have lost our federal health insurance coverage, and there's apparently no end in sight. I'm hopeful scrutiny from Congress and from the Inspector General will deter the FBI from abusing the security clearance process to retaliate against others the way it's retaliated against me.
Again, that is one of the FBI whistleblowers testifying today in front of Congressman Jim Jordan's Judiciary Committee and talking about how difficult this has been on his family, saying we're having to draw from our savings and retirement account, and there are going to be tax repercussions when you hit some of those funds early. And again, that was Marcus Allen, FBI Staff Operations Specialist, who's now a whistleblower. And I'm looking at a piece that just crossed. John Daniel Davidson, we often have on here. He's a writer for The Federalist. In fact, I'm going to be sharing an article for The Federalist with you later. But he writes this. It's astounding how stupid some members of Congress are. I think we can all agree right there, John, but let's stop there. Let me give you the preface as to why he made that statement and added some material to it. You just heard Marcus Allen, whistleblower from the FBI. So now after they have made their opening statements, questions are underway. And one of the questions, because Democrats are also included, is Jim Jordan's committee. He chairs it, but you have an equal number of Republicans and Democrats on each committee. One of them, Congressman Linda Sanchez, Democrat of California, and this is where Davidson's referring to how stupid some members of Congress are. Congresswoman Sanchez asked the FBI whistleblower you were just listening to, Marcus Allen, to respond to a tweet saying that Nancy Pelosi staged January 6th from a Twitter, account under his name. It turned out not to be his account. Not his account. But she asked Congressman Sanchez, still asking Marcus Allen, would you agree with the tweet? It's not under his name. Well, he didn't write. What do you mean, do I agree with it? Did you know milk sometimes comes in bottles in the old days delivered to the house? Do you agree with that? Has nothing to do with anything. So that's why John Daniel Davidson wrote, it is astounding how stupid some members of Congress are, just even compared to the average person. It's almost as if elected office selects for dimwits. John, I think you nailed it. These guys now, especially the Democrats, they're going to do everything they can to tear down these testimonies. And before we wrap up this hour, you're going to hear from one of these agents and point out, look, you want to call me a conspiracy theorist, you do that. But you really need to look at what I'm trying to put in front of you. Look at the merits of the case. Quit trying to single me out and target me and my family. Look at the facts. If I'm wrong, prove me wrong. I want you to hear directly from him later because he's making it clear you want to kill the messenger and ignore the message. That's what they're doing. In fact, what is happening right now? Just for fun, let me check CNN and NNN because they are doing a big story suddenly, but it's nothing to do with this unless they've changed. Let me see. Yep, they have not changed. Well, wait a minute. Let me freshen it. I want to make sure I give you the very latest. I don't want to be accused. Well, Larry, you're not updating it. Nope. They're still at the top talking about a grave moment approaches for Trump. They're ignoring all this whistleblower activity. Oh, what's a grave moment for Trump? I'll get into that the next segment. But I'm pointing out they are ignoring, this is blockbuster testimony. I don't care if you believe it or not, how is a, quote, news agency, CNN, NNN, which evident not, they're obviously not, we've known that, how can they basically ignore it? That's on their front page of their website. I go on down past that, and I'm still talking about an exclusive CNN report, all dealing with that. And Christina Amanpour dissent over the Trump town hall that CNN did. And then they get into a Russian missile strikes in Kiev or unprecedented. And then a copyright rule against Andy Warhol and the portrait of Prince. Little League umpires. I don't see damn word one, not one, on this opening page to do with the FBI whistleblowers. They're going to ignore it. And their audiences, as small as they are, they don't see it, they don't hear it. It didn't happen. Once again, to whistleblower Steve Friend, former special FBI agent, said, the punishment that I'm undergoing is also directed at my family.
I cited my oath and training in my conversations with my FBI supervisors. Nevertheless, the FBI weaponized the security clearance processes to facilitate my removal from active duty within 1 month of my disclosures. In addition to an indefinite unpaid suspension, The FBI initiated a campaign of humiliation and intimidation to punish and pressure me to resign. In violation of HIPAA, individuals at the FBI leaked my private medical information to a reporter at the New York Times. In violation of the Privacy Act, the FBI refused to furnish my training records for several months. To date, they only provide a portion of the records, which are essential to obtaining private investigator and firearms licenses in the state of Florida. Even after releasing some of the records, the FBI refuses to confirm their legitimacy to the Florida Department of Agriculture, rendering the few documents they have provided practically useless. The FBI denied my request to seek outside employment in an obvious attempt to deprive me of the ability to support my family.
In other words, yeah, we're not going to let you work. And we will cripple you so much that you won't be able to hold a job if you can even apply for it, but you're not going to get one anyway. We'll make sure you don't. There are good men and women inside the FBI. These are some of them. I hope more of them will see this, say, you know what? I'm going to join their ranks. I don't want to be left with this crap that's been thrown at us by the leadership. As I said yesterday, the fish rots from the head down. And right now, the head involves Ray and the rest of them. And I don't want to hear Christopher Ray in a testimony say, oh, well, I didn't know. I don't know. We're protecting whistleblowers. You lie. I want to share what CNN is claiming about Trump, but also I want you to hear some of the additional facts about the Durham report and drive them home. Stay with us, please. Take a good look at your lawn. You're probably going to find some issues. That's when you contact Allen Outdoor Solutions. They have a solution for everything. Steve and his team are experts in irrigation, landscaping, outdoor lighting, lawn care, for home or business. Visit the Allen Outdoor Solutions website. You'll be amazed at the beauty and quality of work. Get a free quote, AllenOutdoorSolutions.com, or call 314-647-4800. 647-4800. This is a scary time when it comes to your money, especially if buying a home. That's why you need Homestead Financial Mortgage. I know the owners, met the team. You can trust Homestead will be with you every step of the way. Call 24/7 with any question or concern. Homestead is on your schedule, not banker's hours. This is not just about buying a home. It's about trust. You can go to my website, larry.homesteadfinancial.com. Larry.homesteadfinancial.com.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse, it's starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring you up. Billy picks a tune out.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So once again, let me give you the other side of the story as seen by CNN and NN, which is not paying attention to the whistleblowers, just ignoring them. And they have this at the top of their page, new glimpse into documents case suggests a fateful new reckoning is looming over Trump. Oh, that's frightening, is it not? No, it's not. They go on and point out the latest revelations from the special counsel's probe into ex-President Donald Trump's handling of classified documents deepen a sense that a great political moment is approaching. That opening line sets the stage for the lies and fiction that will follow. They've already hooked you. They got you in there. Revelations, how he handled classified documents. Are they going to, by the way, mention how Biden left them everywhere, including in his garage, and how every president has probably mishandled classified documents at some point? No, not in this article, they're not going to. And they go on to say an exclusive CNN and NNN report that appears to point to a core weakness in Trump's case is reinforcing the possibility that the 2024 presidential contender is in a heap of legal trouble. That is as much BS as could be put in one sentence. But they made sure to point out the 2024 contender, he might be in big trouble. Did they ever point out, riddle me this, you know the answer, I do too, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Did they ever do something like that about this Hunter Biden laptop that it could be a heap of trouble for Joe Biden in the 2020 election? Did they? No, they didn't, did they? Because they ignored it. Goes on to say the latest glimpse into Special Counsel Jack Smith's investigation also shows that while any charges against Trump for potential violations of the Espionage Act and obstruction of justice might be justified in a purely legal context, they would come with a high-level responsibility to explain to the public why such a step in a potentially complex case was merited in the charged atmosphere of the presidential election, and stating that on the one hand, there's nothing more sacred than protecting the country's secrets, especially those who could harm allies, help U.S. enemies. Biden, are you listening to this? Somebody wake up Joe Biden, have him listen to me, please. Don't laugh over there, Clinton. I saw that, but you're doing like everyone else is. They could harm allies, could help U.S. enemies, endanger direct or endanger covert operations. That's everything we've been hearing about Biden. But we want to put it in the context of Donald Trump. We're not going to mention Biden. Let me see if I'm wrong. I'll go all the way through the article. I'm not going to bother reading the rest of this crap to you. But I go on down here. Do I see Biden's name anywhere? No. No, well, da, 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 da. How would multiple indictments weigh on Trump's 2024 campaign? What can we do to destroy Trump? That's what it amounts to. They point out 16 presidential records subpoenaed earlier this year might provide critical evidence establishing the former president's awareness of the declassification process. Stop it right there. Right there, stop it. Full stop. Hillary Clinton, when Secretary of State, certainly knew about classified intel and how it should be handled and not handled. And she knew she should not have a private server transmitting such classified intel, but she did it anyway. You know why they all did it? You know why they did everything that they did that supposedly the Russian dirty tricks campaign that she was in? Campaigns do political dirty tricks. That's nothing new. But then to have it carried out to the extent where the Durham report points out CIA Director Brennan was aware of it, he informed Obama of it and Biden of it, the Attorney General, FBI Director Comey, and no one said stop it. You know why? Because they were sure she was going to win, and if she won, you would have heard nothing about this. Nothing. Even the best investigative reporter would have had a hard time putting together those wisps of smoke. But she lost. And then the slurs and slanders escalated. The more they looked into it, there are a lot of questions, right? I want to go to a piece written by Joy Pullman. I was trying to get her on board today. We've had her previously, but she's got a heavy schedule as well. And she's saying that these six freshly documented instances of systemic pro-Democrat FBI corruption. Now, you've been listening to whistleblowers in the previous segments, and I've got more to come from the FBI talking about how they've been treated and what things and information they had and how they were ignored, and they're supposed to be protected under the Whistleblower Protection Act. And to some extent, they are, because the FBI is going to be very careful. We don't step over that line, but by God, we will get so close, our shadow will fall across the line. They will get the message. She's talking about, directly off the top, federal intel officials see it as routine to put powerful Democrats above the law. And yet, how many times do we hear from the left, nobody's above the law, Trump? She begins by saying, former FBI General Counsel Andrew Weissman and others lied to the nation about the special counsel report released Monday that deeply documents years of systemic FBI corruption in favor of the Democrat Party. That report reveals and adds details to multiple instances in which FBI employees used high-level intel and law enforcement positions to promote misinformation that affected at least two presidential elections, always on behalf of Democrats. And they did. She's referring to Durham's report, the listing and comparing multiple instances to illustrate systemic problems that are, quote, difficult to explain. Many more have been uncovered in the last few years. She points out, number one, weaponizing Democrat Party misinformation developed with probable foreign spies, adding that it just so happens the false information the FBI used to immediately open a spy operation on Democrats' opposition was developed by the Democrat presidential campaign. We all knew that, right? And now it's been made official, and she's pointing that out. And again, she said, top FBI, DOJ, CIA, Obama, Biden, all were informed and told within days that it was a Hillary Clinton dirty tricks campaign to vilify Trump by tying into Putin. And again, trying to divert attention from her concerns and her private email server and her handling of classified information. Well, God, that's a story I'm sure CNN would be interested in, right? I mean, they're talking about classified document violations with Trump. Oh, my bad. I was thinking they might go to Clinton. No, not going to happen. And so, let me see. Beyond that, she points out, in another case, beyond agency bias, because obviously that's what was going on here, the report says that if the Clinton campaign knowingly supplied this false information to the government, it's a criminal offense. Durham claims his team was unable to establish that criminal intent, but it's obvious it existed even if it can't be established with emails and voice recordings. That is Joy Pullman's assessment, and I agree with it. Number two, protecting Democrats' POTUS pick while slandering the Republicans' presidential pick, saying that several times the Durham report notes that the FBI and Department of Justice treated the Clinton and Trump campaigns completely differently, and we do know that, don't we? And when the feds learned of a foreign influence operation seeking to target Hillary Clinton, they gave her campaign what is called a defensive briefing. It means they wanted to warn the campaign about the potential for undue foreign influence. I don't have the details here in front of me, but that might well be referring to that they had a hack of a computer with one of her top aides that ran her campaign. It wasn't a hack. He was foolish enough to be fished to give out his internet logo, not his logo, but his sign-in. And that's how they got in. Who did it? Still not sure. And then three, dismissing foreign funds transfers for Clinton, not for Trump. So again, pointing out how the FBI was using all of its powers to smear Republicans with falsehoods. At the same time, the FBI knew the Democrat presidential candidate might be violating the federal law. The FBI stood down. And when an informant told the FBI the Clinton campaign was likely accepting illegal foreign campaign contributions, the FBI told the informant, drop it, do nothing further. That is all part of the Durham report. But again, they quickly opened Operation Crossfire Hurricane to find out what kind of money might have been going to Trump. They didn't have anything but hearsay information, but let's do it. And another point, putting powerful Democrats above the law, which we've kind of stated already. And then you get into Deputy Assistant Director Peter Smurf. Oh, I'm sorry. His name really is Stroke. I think of him as Peter Smurf and his lover, Lisa Page, how they were conspiring. And then Andrew McCabe was involved. They were all conspiring. And then another point, refusing interviews with a special counsel. Key FBI figures refusing interviews with Durham's team. Are you aware of that? They would not even answer questions. They wouldn't show up. That would be Stroke Smurf, Clinton campaign director Mark Elias, FBI Assistant Director McCabe, stroke Smurfs lover, Page, and FBI Director Comey. Not one of them would show up and discuss the Steele dossier that had been cooked up. And then another one refusing to obey congressional subpoenas about records on Biden corruption. The Durham report, according to Joy Pullman, indicates the FBI reportedly sent on evidence the Clinton campaign was accepting bribes in exchange for policy preferences. The FBI is still doing that with Joe Biden, she adds, and she's correct. And then don't forget, while she was Secretary of State, they had the Clinton Foundation. What was the purpose of the Clinton Foundation? Let me see. Oh, to raise money for the Clintons. Now, they were going to give money to help this country and that country, but all of these countries were donating millions upon millions, half a million or more for Trump to go speak to them at one point in Russia. Why? Because she was Secretary of State, and it was almost believed she would be coronated as the next president. Until that guy from Chicago came along, Barack Obama, and blew her off the pedestal. But the facts were still in play at that point. You want to hear another opinion coming up. This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit. And if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience, do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beale has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beale, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. You want new windows for your home or business, but can you afford them? Yes, and I know you will get quality from Renewal by Anderson. Dial #250, #250, and say windows. Renewal by Anderson can help with your designs, hardware, more color options, and competitors. And Renewal listens to your desires, working within your budget. Renewal by Anderson. Dial #250, #250, and then say windows.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
As the DOJ and FBI have become more political, they have amassed more power. And as they have amassed more power, they have become more political. This is a vicious cycle that must be stopped. To be blunt, the leadership of the FBI and the DOJ are corrupt. I will name names. Christopher Wray and Mary Garland are corrupt. They know it, we know it, and the American people know it.
Yes, we do. We certainly do. FBI Director Wray and AG Merrick Garland, Mealy Mouth Garland, they are corrupt. And I am absolutely fuming over Wray falling into that category. But he put himself there. Nobody made him go there. Well, I guess maybe somebody had something over him. We might find that out later, but they have stepped into that pool, that cesspool, and covered themselves with all the crap that was in there, and they're standing there like good, solid citizens protecting the U.S. Constitution and you, the American people. And they have lied. You were listening then to a great, outspoken congresswoman, and I'm glad she did. That would be, Wyoming Congresswoman Harriet Hagman, about how the government has weaponized. You know, speaking of that, as to who else is inside the same cesspool, Congressman Schiff, now that all this information is out there that shows everything he said was a lie, he has still not retracted his claims that he had clear evidence of Russian collusion. I have clear evidence. And I have a prime witness, which he never produced. And he kept insisting, I've got everything. And the obedient, butt-lapping media of the left were more than willing to ask softball questions, say, do you have proof? Yes, I have proof. But I can't show it to you because it's under investigation. I want to remind you of an interview that took place with Fox News 2019. Maria Bartiromo had a couple of guests on. One was Trey Gowdy, the other former congressman, and, of course, then also John Ratcliffe, former director of the National Intel. I want you to hear Gowdy and Ratcliffe's response on Congressman Schiff.
There's never been a witness who's alleged conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia. And yet Adam Schiff, that three-eyed raven, Adam Schiff, who can see things nobody else can see.
He put out a report that said there was no FISA abuse by the FBI. That was false. He said that the FBI didn't fail to turn over exculpatory information. That was false. He said that the Steele dossier was not a central part of the FISA applications against Carter Page. That was false.
All that was false. All was shown in the Durham report. And you know what? The FBI has not denied anything in the Durham report. They've not come forward to deny anything. Schiff isn't retracting anything. I mentioned in commentary today, in case you missed it, both Washington Post and New York Times got Pulitzer Prizes for their coverage of it. They haven't offered to turn in the Pulitzer Prize. In fact, New York Times said, we stand by our reporting, which was a lie. And you get a Pulitzer Prize for a lie? I know they have a Pulitzer Prize for fiction. That was supposed to be for news. But I want you to hear from another story of an FBI whistleblower and how he hopes his testimony would be taken. Stand by, please.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Ready for a fine dinner of lobster, crab, fish? Napoli Sea will open June 1. On the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3. So mark your calendar, Napoli C opens June 1. If you're in the mood for pasta, Napoli 3 is right next door, and it's open for lunch and on Sundays. You can find me at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, streets of St. Charles, and starting June the 1st, Napoli C.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I pray that all members consider the information I and my fellow whistleblowers present. You may think I'm a political partisan. You may think I'm a grifter. You may think I'm a conspiracy theorist. It does not matter. Simply put, this committee should avoid the temptation to impugn the character and the motivations of the messengers seated before you. I sacrificed my dream job to share this information with the American people. I humbly ask all the members to do your jobs and consider the merit of what I have presented.
Those are the remarks today of former FBI Special Agent Steve Friend, one of the whistleblowers testifying in front of Congressman Jordan's Judiciary Committee. His message is so clear. You think what you want of me. You can call me that if that's what you think. And he's talking primarily to the Democrats. Because they come in already that, oh, this is going to be, you know, this is going to be boring, and these people, they're going to make up lie after lie. But if it's one of their people, they're going to stand there and defend them carte blanche without even asking a tough question. There is something dirty in Washington, and it's called right now corruption involving our government agencies and the Democrat Party. I don't care if you are a conservative, Republican, or Democrat. You should be concerned about that. Because that ends up, as they say, rolling downhill. You're at the bottom of the hill. These FBI agents who sacrifice their anonymity to appear before this congressional committee for themselves and their family, I pray that they are protected. Would you join me in that prayer? And remember our pledge, one nation under God.